Sound, featuring bands from around the world that you need to know.
Info on the artists and where you can catch them live.
With your host,
Jeff Monacaitis.
What's going on? Welcome into another episode of The Undiscovered Sound. Last week was a great episode with the Ernie Ball Play Warp Grand Prize winner, Silver Age. I got to speak with Caleb. If you missed it, definitely check that out. Those guys will be getting ready to go into the studio with multi-platinum producer John Feldman. They're going to be filling up their shopping carts full of gear soon from Guitar Center. Very excited for those guys, and if you didn't get a chance to check that episode out, you can do so by going to idobe.com and click on podcasts and just look for The Undiscovered Sound, and you will be able to hear that episode plus our past episodes that we have done here on Idobe. Really excited for today's show. I have joining me Nick Reese from the band Joyous Wolf. We have featured Joyous Wolf here on The Undiscovered Sound in the past. We brought you their song Mountain Man, so I'm really excited to catch up with Nick and hear what they've been up to. They've been playing some really sweet festivals like Rock Allegiance and Louder Than Life and Aftershock Festival this past weekend. We also have some great music by VatNet, Notion to Flee, One Last Embrace, and many more, so definitely stay tuned later in the show for those bands. But right now, here's my conversation with Nick Reese from the band Joyous Wolf. Well, Nick, when I first played Joyous Wolf on the show a few months back, it was during my Carolina Rebellion coverage episode, and I said keep an eye out for these guys as they will be on all these great festivals soon. And since then, you have performed at some of rock's largest festivals in the U.S. with Louder Than Life, Rock Allegiance, and just this past weekend at Aftershock in Sacramento with Ozzy and the Eagles of Death Metal. Dude, how has the journey been so far?
I got to throw in Sonic Boom in Wisconsin too there, man. Also, all of them, just every performance we did, it just got more and more elevated. You know, we went out there in Wisconsin, our first bout, you know, with a crowd of that size, and it was just electric. You know, I can't really put myself back in that place, but the reception from the audience, you know, is, for a new band like us, you know, at every festival that we played was, you know, just amazing. Yeah.
So many great bands on these festivals. I saw you got to spark up a conversation with Jesse Hughes from Eagles of Death Metal, who you've actually shared the stage with before back in LA. How was it catching up with him?
It was really cool because I went up to him, you know, I wear a vintage military jacket, you know, an actual one. And he went up to talk to him and he told me that he really liked it, you know, and then he had something similar and we started talking about that. But I brought up, I'm like, we've opened up for you, my band opened up for you back at the Regent Theater like a year ago. And he snapped his fingers and said, "Oh, Joyous Wolf." You know, I was like, yeah, it was cool. You know, he remembered me, but, you know, I just talked for a little bit, you know, and, it was really cool having that kind of experience with him, and for him to remember us was even better, you know?
Now, did you get a chance to check out any of these bands on these festivals?
Yeah, I saw a ton. I mean, we watched Stone Sour play at Louder Than Life, and that was awesome. And we saw the Prophets of Rage headline our day at Louder Than Life, which was absolutely ridiculous, you know, to see Tom Morello and Tim Comerford and Ryan Wilk, you know, playing, you know, Rage songs was just ridiculously loud and amazing, you know. We saw Steel Panther. Greg and I saw Steel Panther at Aftershock, and that was hysterical. You know, one of the funniest things I've ever seen, I think. We also saw who else did we see? We saw Them Evils play, another great band from the OC. We saw Them Evils play on Sunday morning. You know, the same slot we had Sunday afternoon. And they killed it. It was awesome. Like, it's just cool to see, you know, bands from back home, you know, doing, you know, the same stuff we're doing. It just feels like there's some kind of, you know, actual community going on.
Now, I'm dying to see you guys live, man. How has the crowd reaction been? I know you said that a lot of people have been into it, but from the videos I've seen, you're one hell of a performer, man, climbing up the side of the stage, and all around energy is insane to watch. But it looks like the fans are eating it up out there.
I mean, honestly, you know, like once the, you know, once the count off goes and we go into what we're doing, like none of us are really thinking about, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, we've been working on our set for a long time. You know, we really trained it up on a lot of our sunset gigs we had earlier this year. I think we played like 20 of them, you know, like, and then by the time we, you know, got to Wisconsin, we had an idea, you know, of what we were going to go down. So as far as all like the gymnastics and stuff, it's just sort of like, I just want to give a little something that isn't, they aren't going to see at any other point in the day. And that's kind of how we feel, you know, as we perform our gig, it's all about it, bringing something that's not the same, you know? So, I am happy to say that the crowd liked it pretty damn good, you know, because I made a lot of friends, you know, over this tour. And it's just cool to know that they like what we're doing, you know?
Now, I know you got to speak with Jesse from Eagles of Death Metal. How about anyone else backstage? You get to strike up a conversation with anyone else?
Yeah, I talked to Corey Taylor. We all got to talk to him for a lot of times. It was really funny. My manager, Scott, and I, we were walking down this back pit, and he was over there. We saw him standing with, you know, surrounded by his bodyguards and stuff, who I actually became friends with too, which was cool. So he was less scary to me. He actually, we went up to him and he, Lacuna Coil was right there. And he introduced me, to Lacuna Coil, which was really bizarre. He's like, this is Nick, Corey Taylor's like, oh, this is Nick Bruce from Joyce Wolf. Nick, this is Lacuna Coil. Like, Joyce Wolf's a great band. And it was just like, so bizarre, you know, it's Corey Taylor from Slipknot and right. Stone Sour, you know? And we just kept running into him a lot. Like we ran into him at Aftershock too. And while we were eating, and he, you know, came over, you know, like really cool, you know, class act guy, you know, he was just so real with us, and it's just cool to see him over and over again. I hope I get to see him again.
You guys released the single Mountain Man, which we've played here on the Undiscovered Sound before. Can you give us the meaning behind the track before we play it again?
Yeah. Mountain Man was just like a joke song. We wrote it in like about probably 15 minutes. You know, really like the basic skeleton of it, you know, like we were all laughing because it was sort of just this dumb little groove thing. And it was just, we were all just having a piss, you know, so I just remember what I wrote it about was this, there was just this guy I worked with at a coffee shop who was just, you know, a big bearded overall, you know, guy. And he was just all about the outdoors and stuff, but you know, he had to let you know about what he did over the weekend, like, you know, how much of a man he was, because he would go, carve things out of wood in the forest and like turn trees into houses. And, you know, I remember one time he was just like, he asked me like, you know, I said, he said, told me that I was less of a man because I couldn't grow a facial hair. So he was kind of a cock. I don't know, that guy just popped into my mind when we were writing it, and I just always considered him like this, you know, wannabe like Bear Grylls survivor mountain guy, you know.
I need it now. When I
Wolf with their track Mountain Man, as we are back here speaking with Nick Reese, the lead singer of Joyous Wolf. Now, you guys finished up a record recently. Can you talk about who was involved with the recording and mixing?
Yeah, of course. So we first started the record, we were working with a friend of ours named Keith Sorrell. He's a really talented young engineer here in Los Angeles, and he just finished up with another friend band of ours, named of Limbo. He did their record called Nicotine. If you guys are listening right now, put that on your list of Limbo, and their album is called Nicotine. Check it out on Spotify and stuff. It's a great rock album. And as far as going back to what we were talking about, Keith started. He was the one who engineered the record, and he captured the sound. We recorded it in his home in Orange County, California, and from there, we took it to Val Garay, a really esteemed producer. He's worked with Real Big Fish and Queensryche and, the Jackson 5 and Linda Ronstadt and the Eagles and just about everybody and anybody. If there was a record from 1965 to 1985, he's probably on it, and beyond.
And is there a release date set in stone yet?
Well, we're planning early next year is our goal, to get it out early in 2018. That's when we want to kick it out. Right now, if you go see us play shows, we're actually selling promo copies of the album, which is the only place you can get it right now. We're selling promo copies of Enigma on stage side. So if you come to our shows, we'll have them at our merch table.
Now, Joyous Wolf is based in L.A. with really not too much of a rock scene anymore. How does it feel to get out of L.A. to play for rock fans in the Midwest and South?
Absolutely incredible. L.A., I love L.A. for what it is. You can't say you hate it because, it birthed us. We went and kicked around in the Viper Room about, 20,000 times, and we did build a reputation. And if it wasn't for those clubs, we wouldn't have we wouldn't have met the guy that was responsible, why we're on this tour, and why we have our new booking agency and everything. We're thankful for Los Angeles, It is amazing to get out.
Now, can you talk about the new team a little bit more with the new managers and new booking agent?
Yeah, so we acquired two other managers. We have four managers. We have Marty Keegan, Steve Gulwala, we have Scott Frazier, and we have Rick Smith, and they're all very strange men, and I love them all. They work really hard for us, and they're a really solid team. And through Scott and Rick, he turned us on to TKO Booking, which is a really awesome booking agency. They book all over the country and Europe and stuff. And Andrew Goodfriend is our booking agent. He's just the sweetest man. He housed us, while we were in New York. They took really good care of us and has done nothing but good stuff for us so far. And, all these festivals and all these club dates that we've played all over the country, he's just a master at what he does, and we're happy to have him on our side.
What would you say influenced the start of Joyous Wolf?
I think boredom. I think that's got to be like the main ingredient. I mean, we come from Orange County, and in Orange County, there's not a whole lot to do. People will complain, be like, "Oh, you got the beach." Yeah, but the beach is, you can't go there. you know, three-fourths of the year, you know. But, you know, if you're not into that kind of thing, you kind of figure out something to do, you know. It's like either like in high school, it was like you sit around smoking dope all day, or you fucking, you know, pick up a hobby. And, you know, thankfully the four of us, you know, we all decided that playing instruments and playing in, you know, little you know, thrash metal bands and pop punk bands and alternative bands, you know, was how we wanted to spend our time. So, you know, we all had different influences going into it, but, you know, just the fact that there isn't a whole lot of what we do anymore, and being able to, you know, go out there and play for a bunch of people who, you know, who have questionable ideas about the genre is, that's probably what's, you know, made us, you know, birthed into existence.
Slowly find the passage in the light. Hold.
Joyous Wolf with their track Turning Blue. I am joined by Nick Reese, the lead singer of Joyous Wolf. Now, there's lots of time to kill when driving in between shows on tour. What is Joyous Wolf listening to?
We play a lot of Black Sabbath. We play a ton of we play Pantera, every Pantera album I think there is. We play a lot of Soundgarden and a lot of mixed stuff. Like we'll play Snarky Puppy and we'll play a lot of funny albums, like albums that are just really silly that we like to play. Like we play a lot of the Shags. just because we like to torture ourselves. We played of Limbo's record that I talked about earlier. We played Nicotine a lot. It's a sick record. I'm just plugging them a lot because they're, you know, real, real good band. And what else did we play? We played everything. A lot of, you know, Led Zeppelin and a lot of the classic stuff. We played, you know, Joy Division and this, anything, like everyone took turns. So we there was a lot of stuff going on music wise, you know?
Yeah, that's sick. It sounds like a whole mix of different genres.
Oh yeah. It was all over the place. You know, it depended on the situation.
You guys have been super busy the last few months. What can we expect from you guys coming up in the next few months?
Next few months, we're definitely going to be doing more road. We are, as of for the rest of this year, I know we're going to be doing stuff in November and in December and into the new year. The next year, I'm going to drop it here for you. And I got a little semi-exclusive for you. We're going to be playing Rock on the Range next year. We're playing Northern Invasion of Wisconsin next year. And we're playing Carolina Rebellion next year. So we got a lot more festivals coming up in the new year. And I can't wait for that. So I wanted to let you know.
Well, thanks for breaking that news here on the Undiscovered Sound, dude. And congratulations. That's fucking huge.
Yeah, man. Hope to see you there.
Hell yeah, dude. You know I'll be there. And hopefully you guys can stop by the studio soon.
Hell yeah, man. We'd love to.
You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Joyous Wolf Music. And of course, keep an eye out for them as they will be coming to a town near you soon. Nick, thanks for joining me, man.
Thanks for having me.
Joyous Wolf with their track Mother Rebel. I want to thank Nick Reese from Joyous Wolf for joining me on today's show. Definitely check Joyous Wolf out. As I said, you can check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and also on Spotify, and definitely catch them on all these great festivals that they will be on next year. Before we get to some more new music from around the world, I just want to make a quick announcement that we will be broadcasting from our brand new broadcast studio. We are almost finished with the building, and hopefully in another few months we will be able to bring you guys some bands from around the world in studio with acoustic sets and some other cool things, and as well as the Adobe sessions. We will be able to bring you some of those on video as well. So I'm really looking forward to that, so definitely stay tuned, and if you want to check out some of the progress with the studio, I'll be posting some videos and some other photos of the progress. Right now we're going to head to New Hampshire for a band called Vatnet. Here's their track, Dark Black.
Anyone?
from New Hampshire. That was VatNat with their track Dark Black. That was off their recent released album VatNat, which came out back on September 15th. Definitely recommend picking that one up. Right now, we're going to head to Atlanta, Georgia for a band called The Stir. They have been busy touring with Fozzy and Gemini Syndrome, and right now I have their track, Night Shift. Atlanta, Georgia, that was The Stir with their track Night Shift. I definitely recommend checking out some of their live videos on YouTube. They're really, really good. And as I said, they were just on tour with Fozzy and Gemini Syndrome. As I said before the break, I have a new single from the band One Last Embrace. One Last Embrace is based out of Florida, and they will be on tour soon on the Ohio's Not a Place for the Weekend tour with One Small Step, starting on November 2nd. Here is One Last Embrace with their new song, Empty Pages. We'll be right back. One Last Embrace with their track Empty Pages, featuring Mikey Sawyer. We've had One Last Embrace on the show before, so it's great to play their new single. And as I said, you can catch them on tour if you are in Ohio, as they will be on Ohio's Not a Place for the Weekend tour starting on November 2nd. This next band is from New Jersey. They are called Notion to Flee, and on August 31st, they released their debut self-titled EP, and right now I have the first track off that EP. Here's Notion to Flee with their track, Foolish Man. Notion to Flee with their track Foolish Man. As I said, that was off their debut self-titled EP, which came out back in August. If you haven't picked that up yet, definitely pick it up. Some great songs on that EP. And the band is from a few different places. I said at the start of the song that they are from New Jersey, but other members are also from Guatemala and a few other places, so it's pretty cool when bands can get together from different parts of the world and make music happen. To close out the show, we are heading to Toronto, Canada for a great band called Rosedale. They're going to be playing in Boise, Idaho tomorrow night for their EP release, and on October 28th with The Morning After. And it looks like they're booked out until December 4th with a show at One to One Bar in Austin, Texas. From their new EP titled Again, here's Rosedale with their track, Space Mountain. Rosedale with their track Space Mountain off their EP titled Again. That is gonna do it for today's show. I want to thank Adobe Radio and all the bands for joining me today. I'd also love to give special thanks to Nick Reese of Joyous Wolf for joining me. Had a great conversation with him. Definitely check out Joyous Wolf and their music. As I said before, they are definitely a band to watch playing all these great festivals. And hopefully we can get them into the studio along with some other great bands that you have heard here on the Undiscovered Sound. Stick around for what's coming up next week. I'm Jeff Matakaitis, and thank you for listening to The Undiscovered Sound.
Next week on The Undiscovered Sound.
What's up? This is Lee Caruso Jr. from the band Big Atlantic. I want you to tune into The Undiscovered Sound next week as I join Jeff to talk about our new record and upcoming shows.
The Undiscovered Sound. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Only on Adobe Radio.